Hosanna in the highest. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might,
he's our God.
Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna,
right now.
Good morning. Matthew chapter 21. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey.'" I want to read that phrase one more time. The body of Christ needs to hear the greeting message of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem, to the world. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey. If it is not humble, it is not the spirit of Christ. If it's bold and brash and arrogant, it is not the spirit of Christ. If it's conquering and demeaning and demanding, it's not the spirit of Christ. But if it's lowly, sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey, it might be the spirit of Christ. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and they brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread out their clothes on the ground or on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." They're welcoming Jesus. They're welcoming him as their king. They're welcoming him, thinking that maybe that he is the Messiah. They're not missing the chance. They're just going to open their hearts and welcome him. They saw the signs. They saw the wonders. They heard the teachings. And they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This might be the spirit of Christ. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus." The multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." And with that welcome, Jesus went into the temple and began to reset. The Jewish faith in a way that would include all of us. I carry such a burden today and such a joy. It's bittersweet. I'm right there, Hosanna. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord, save us. I'm right there. But I'm also ready for something that happened to me, to some of us in prayer. On Tuesday, I gathered down the street here with some local pastors. We sat in the Church of God. It's one of the old Weinbrenner churches. This church had been dying for years. This church had been neglected for years. At a certain point in time, Cornerstone Fellowship just gave them a little bit of cash just to help them and to encourage them. But then it closed. After COVID, the Church of God denomination that had headquarters in Harrisburg, they decided to close down their headquarters and come and relocate to Warmleysburg, that tiny little church. And they dumped a bunch of money into that building and made a beautiful place. And I'm sitting there with a handful of pastors, and we're praying, and I'm in an old building that has been completely revived. And the people there are ready to start reaching and discipling people. And as we were praying, I saw in the spirit a finger and a big red button. And the finger was coming towards the red button, and I heard the phrase, divine reset. And I said to the pastors, this is such a dangerous term because it's so closely connected to a conspiracy theory from not long ago. But it was just a reset then. But this is a divine reset. Can I tell you today that when Jesus walked into Jerusalem, and when the crowds welcomed him, and they began to follow him, and they began to worship him with simplicity, and things have become so complicated since then, but Jesus walked into the temple and pushed the button. And a week later, Jesus was crucified. 3 days after that, he was resurrected, and God reset humanity. And God began to pour out his spirit upon those who had received Jesus. And there was another reset. Now the spirit that had been on Moses and Elijah and Isaac and all of the prophets, that same spirit, he put it on ordinary people who decided to follow Jesus. And he reset and restarted the whole concept of the faith. There would not be a sacrifice in a temple. In fact, the temple would be temples of human flesh and clay. There wouldn't need to be a lamb because the Lamb of God had already come. There wouldn't need to be any more blood because the blood had been shed. There wasn't need for any more guilt. There wasn't need for any more shame because Jesus came to forgive. God reset humanity and gave to the church a commission to go and to teach and to tell and to disciple. But then there was a Reformation because a reset was needed. And then there was Azusa Street because a reset was needed. And then there was a Toronto and a Brownsville. And then, you know, recently, you know, in the South, there's been these times of reset. Brothers and sisters, in spite of anything that you feel or think, I am certain that God's finger is on the button. He's ready to reset the faith and begin a simple devotion to Jesus, worshiping Jesus. It's not the smog. It's not the light. It's not the guitars. It's not the drums. It's none of this. It's Jesus. This is Jesus. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! I have been so convicted. Like, I'm a 70s child. There was a fresh wind of the Spirit, and there was a fresh wind of Christian music, and I was so impacted by that. I love that so much, and I embrace it, and I continue to embrace it. But I feel like today that it's time for the worship of Jesus Christ to be reset again. Listen, if they could take a branch and turn it into worship, then you and I can worship Jesus. If they could take their cloak and make a worship for Jesus, you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to be able to carry a tune. You don't have to play an instrument. You don't have to do any of those things. All you need is a life laid down for Jesus. Church, would you go to one of these buckets and get a branch or two? Let them represent your life. Be careful. Can I tell you? These things can be sharp as knives. Believe it or not. Be careful, children. Grab a handful, pass them out. We're going to sing Hosanna one more time, okay? Sawyer took my other life. I got two lives now. Now listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be really straight up honest with you. I can't tell you how burdened I am. And yet, this is not an excuse. I'm on a medication right now, and I'm not able to connect thoughts a lot of times. It's having a lot of effect on my body right now. But apparently, my underlying condition might be my age. That's what the doctor said. Your underlying condition might be your age, or asthma, or some kind of pulmonary thing. But listen, a couple of weeks ago, we announced healing. Now everybody needs healing. So let's keep pursuing it, right? Okay. So anyways, back to Jesus. The worship that Jesus is looking for is in spirit and in truth. It's not in hype. It's not in money. It's not in fame. It doesn't matter how famous you are or aren't. All Jesus is looking for is a life laid down. Would you welcome Jesus with me this morning? Just come out, like somewhere, and just bring your branches. Maybe you want to fling them around a little bit. Don't hurt anyone. And then just lay them down. We're going to sing Hosanna, but we're just going to represent laying our lives down before the Lord Jesus. Just lay them before him. The ultimate act of worship is a life laid down. It's not a conference. There is no admission. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to be famous. You can be famous. You don't have to have money. It doesn't matter if you do. It doesn't matter if you don't. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are. It doesn't matter how intelligent you aren't. It doesn't matter. Education, these things do not matter to Jesus. All he's looking is for me. He is dealing with my heart. He said, I'm ready to push the button. Are you ready to push the button with me? Are you ready to get simple and lay your life down? There's a prophetic word today that God is ready to reset the bride of Christ, and he wants to start with worship. He wants to start with worship. Lives laid down. That's all it is. Lives laid down. Sing with us, Hosanna.
Oh,
This is our confession. Blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord. Say that with me. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. One more time. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Three chapters later, Jesus will say to the Jerusalem people living in Jerusalem, he said, you'll not see the Son of Man again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It starts with a welcome, church. It starts with a welcome. Then we start to follow. And then as we start to follow, then after what? Listen, I am not following Jesus anymore. I'm an old disciple. I walk with him. He's not three steps in front of me now. We're walking side by side. Start with a welcome. Then start to follow. You have to break out the book. And you have to just say yes. And with the welcome and the following, it will turn into walking with the Lord, which is God's ultimate desire, is to get us back to the garden where we can walk together. I want to pray for you this morning because I believe that we are living in a historic event, moment, time. Don't be moved by anything you see, feel, or think. Only but by what the Spirit of God and the Word of God says to us. Father, I pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are beautiful people in front of me. There are lovely people. Physically, spiritually, emotionally. They're my friends and family. And I love them. But how much more do you love them? And it's your desire that where you are, we would be, even before eternity. So, Father, I'm asking you right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would begin a reset. I'm praying that our families, like we have been busy, we've been distracted, sometimes we've been wrong, sometimes we've just been numb, most of the time we're just not paying attention, we've been all kinds of things, but you have our attention this morning, and we are here as a people to say, start the reset in us. We want to live authentic Christian lives. We want to welcome Jesus. Follow him till we walk with him. And I ask you, Father, that you would begin doing miracles in people's families and in their lives. Mess with their finances. Mess with their health. Mess, Lord Jesus, with their relationships. Begin granting divine appointments, Lord Jesus. More than anything, let faith and courage arise within them. It would begin to cause them to realize that walking together with you, they can face anything. Anything with Jesus, anywhere with Jesus, is all right with me. All right with me. Anywhere with Jesus. So we're going to go back into worship for just a few minutes more. And then just a little video that we want to do, a music video the girls are going to dance to and stuff. But I just, maybe kind of where you are or in a chair near where you are, could we just go back into a little bit of worship here and just take a moment to reset your week, to position you, to position us for a new week. Let's worship Jesus.
Jessa.
Okay. You guys got one more in you? I see the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, I see his love and mercy washing over all my sins. The people sing, the people sing. Heart. eternity. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.